When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
William, we're back.
Here we are, Tom.
How's it going?
It's fantastic. How are you?
You were smiling. As if you were smiling towards me, but you were actually smiling towards the people at home.
I was going right down, what do they call that?
The barrel.
Yeah, right down the barrel, call it, don't they?
Like now I'm talking to you, but looking at the people at home, but you were actually talking to the people at home and looking at me, is the opposite of what I'm doing now.
Have you done that when you're working, like when you're on a TV show or a movie or something?
Yeah.
And you're doing a good scene and you're doing it with somebody and then you go...
Yeah. If you do it for too long, it's very noticeable. But if you, I've kind of worked out that if you just kind of flash your eyes across the camera, no one picks up on it, even the cameraman. Because at times I've been like, I think I looked down the lens there. And I go, oh no, I didn't see it at all. Obviously, if you do that, you're in trouble. But just flashing across the lens.
Is that all right?
People, I don't think people notice.
All right, good.
Can you do this?
What?
It's not a fault in the podcast. Can you do that?
Is the air going in or out?
It's going in.
I'm sorry.
All right. Brilliant. So we probably lost a few hundred subscribers, but that's all right.
That's all right. We gained two people who were like, wow, that's really nice, high note.
Yeah, the faithful have stayed with us. What do you think of my jumper? It's one of my favourites.
It's fantastic. It's got flies on it.
Yeah.
Flies land on shit a lot.
It's true. Yeah, there's a lot of them on me. What does that say about
me? What's it saying about you? Why? What made you feel as though you should wear that?
Well, my brother bought it for me. It's one of my favourite gifts that my brother's ever bought for me because I remember when I opened it, I thought, wow, there's not that many people that know me well enough to know that I would love a jumper covered in flies, but I genuinely would. And there's also not a lot of people that would love a jumper covered in flies, but I would.
And Tom, there's a lot of good reasons for hanging around with you. You know, you're good fun.
Thanks.
And one thing, a good reason for hanging around with you, you're knowledgeable on animals.
Yeah, I like animals.
So I know, like a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that flies land on shit.
Yeah.
But why do they land on shit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah. This, I think, is Musca domestica. Or the common housefly, which if I had the chance to study insects again, take a couple of years out and study insects again, I would probably zone in on the common housefly. And you do see the common house, the common housefly on feces, I'm going to call it from now on, both human and other animals, as well as other flies. And the reason for that is because they lay their eggs in the feces and then the maggots will eat the feces, because there's a huge amount of nutrients in poo.
So hold on then.
Yeah.
So is it only female flies that land on feces then?
Generally, yeah. Although I would probably put an argument forward to say that male flies are also interested in the social aspect of a huge amount of female flies flying around poo. So if you were to take a bag and capture all the flies, I'd say probably 85 to 90% of them will be female. But some of them will be male because they're looking to mate.
They're hanging around there because they know that a lot of women.
Women are hanging around covered in shit. But if we didn't have flies as an example of a very important insect, we would have a massive amount of human and animal waste sitting around and degrading much slower than it would do if you didn't have these animals around. So with, you know, someone's not picked up after their dog, within a few days, less than a week, that's probably disappeared because of all the animals using it for fuel. If we didn't have those animals, you know, not only would it be disgusting, but there'd probably be more chance of disease and pestilence.
So it's amazing. The world is this amazing nature machine where everything's helping everything, Dom.
Yeah, it is incredible nature.
But it's good to have you hanging around to give us those answers.
Yeah, and I am fascinated by flies. Insects are my all-time favorite animal. I would think in the insect world, there are different types that I'm more fascinated by than others. I really like mantids. I like beetles. But the reason why I would study flies, and specifically Musca domestica, the common housefly, is because they go through a very fast life cycle. Mm-hmm. They're very easy to work with and do experiments with mm-hmm. because there's a lot of them. And also, they're everywhere. We interact with them all the time, you know.
Is are flies found on every continent?
No, they're not found on an Antarctica. As far as I know, mm-hmm. there might be some, but I think like true flies, I don't think you'd find true flies in Antarctica. It's too cold. I would love to have an entomologist on the show.
We almost don't need one because of you.
Yeah, my understanding of insects, if you got to like PhD level, is very much lacking degree level. Having even a biologist on or an entomologist to talk to us about insects and just how important they are would be fantastic. Because unfortunately, as we know, most people are a little disgusted by insects or even scared of insects. And I would say 99% of insects on the planet are completely harmless and 100% of them are useful. So it's time to re-educate ourselves.
If you're an entomologist or if you know an entomologist, please get in touch with us, the Friendship Onion at castmedia.com. Mm. Let us know because we like having interesting people on. We don't just have actors. We do like having actors on.
Of course.
Don't get us wrong. But we don't just want actors. We have astronauts and physicists and map makers.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
What?
Well, we should do a little bit of housekeeping because we like to, you know, make sure that we're up to date with people sending correspondence. And someone sent us a letter about Daniel last week who was making maps
the
for
map.
Us.
So are we peeling the onion?
Yeah, we're peeling the onion.
Peeling the onion.
This was sent to us from Molly Nesbitt.
Oh.
And she said, y'all. So I feel like she's from the South, maybe.
Sounds like it.
Certainly in America. She said, y'all should ask Daniel, the map maker, for a commission of a map of Billy's hand with all the places you have guessed exactly where you've guessed them. That would be some amazing merch.
That'd be great. And since someone told us to use the thumb as Florida, it's really hard for me. I've got to start like this, then turn my hand upside down and then back that way for me to get it right because I can never think of it in my head.
Yeah, no, it is counterintuitive.
So that'd be brute. Let's get in touch with Daniel. Could you do that, Johnny?
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll get me do a map of my hand with all the wonderful places of the United States. We should start doing the world and use my head.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Do you want to read this letter here from Jen?
Do you mind if I put my specs on? Section?
Put your specs on. Have you got a sheet of paper over there?
Yeah, I've got one here. Right, so Jen says...
Lovely, Jen.
Jen says, hello, guys. I've been absolutely loving your podcast since I found it last week. People are just finding it, Tom.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The Friendship Onion.
The Friendship Onion. It's one of only two podcasts I watch and I listen to regularly. The other being... Normal, Not Normal with Oliver and James Phelps. Mm. So I was thinking it would be lovely if my four favourite podcasters from my two favourite movie franchises and two favourite podcasts came together as guests on each other's podcast. What do you think of that, Dom? Tell them.
You tell them.
I'll tell them. Tell you what, the Phelps guys were in touch and they would like us to go on to their podcast, Normal, Not Normal. And we're going to do it, I think, next week.
Yeah, next week.
And I've met them and I really like the guys.
Did you meet them at a convention?
No, I met them because, well, I don't know if that's a secret, so I better not
say it.
No,
it isn't. Secret,
no, I've seen it somewhere.
Squirrel,
I've seen it.
Squirrel.
I've seen it somewhere that they're doing a travel show. And I was hoping to join them on it in one of their one of the places they were going, but because of COVID and everything we're dealing with, the travel seemed too difficult and impossible. So I didn't, but I spoke to them and they're lovely people. So we're going to speak to them together next week on Normal, Not Normal.
And hopefully we'll have them on our podcast at some point.
And we can talk about being twins and if they can read each other's minds, which I think twins can.
Yeah, and the fact that sometimes people think that you and I are the same person, even though we sound completely different. And I think look different enough to not be confused with each other. Like we're in the same movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have often had people say in passing, you were great in Master and Commander.
Yeah,
no. Or, are you still making music? Yeah. And I go, no.
It was a shame what happened to you and Lost. And why didn't you walk out the door? Mm-hmm. People say.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway, spoiler alert. Hey, we went to Riot. Should we talk about that very briefly?
Yeah.
In our League of Legends update. We went to the Riot campus in Santa Monica in Los Angeles after, I think, having made it relatively public that you and I play League of Legends, a few people reached out to us and said, we'd love to have you come see us when we're not in a crazy COVID situation. And we went with your lovely son and got shown around the campus, and it was very impressive, or as they would say in Spanish, mucho impresivo.
It certainly was. Bella, bella.
Grazie. What was your favorite part of it?
You know, a lot of it wasn't open because of the
That
COVID
was your favourite
thing.
Part?
Yeah, I like everything being closed. No, but the room where anyone who works there could go down and play,
Brilliant.
Not only League of Legends, but any video game on, you know, really fast PCs and nice comfy chairs and all that. I thought, if I worked here, that'd be fantastic.
Brilliant. They also had, in front of that, they had like a, Would it be pretentious to say homage?
No, homage is a lovely one.
They had like an homage to computer games or video games around.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Over the decades. So on the far left, you had one of the initial kind of Ataris that came out.
Yeah.
All the way up to the far right, there was a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And they said, anyone who wants to play any console, any game, they can sit here and do it.
Brilliant.
And I asked Mel, our host who took us around. Hello, Mel. I asked Mel, why do you guys do that? And she said, well, obviously we want people to love and play League of Legends, but we want them to stay in the world of loving computer games or video games for us because it'll help us in our company. So very cool.
It made me think as well, not Riot, just the word homage. When I passed them.
Death.
Yeah, when death comes upon me.
Yeah.
Would you do a stage show, a sort of homage to my life?
Is it a one-man show?
It's a one-man, it's you.
Okay.
And it's song, dance, it's poetry, it's mixed media.
You're going to write it before you die?
I'll start writing it tonight.
Okay.
And the place will love it. It'll be great.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to die only about 18 months before me. Well, so I'm going to be like 83, 84.
If you have it rehearsed though and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Billy Boyd, what an arsehole.
Oh, is that the final number?
Well, yes.
Billy Boyd, what an arsehole. Curtain call. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'd love to do an homage to your death.
I'd love that.
But thanks to everyone at Riot yesterday. There was some really cool kind of big statues of champions from the game. Annie.
The
and
art,
Lucia.
The artwork.
Oh, it was amazing.
I can't remember the name of the artist. That's terrible. Guy from Korea. And
I
they
can't
said
remember his name either.
They love him in Korea, and the thing that he does, he doesn't huge canvases, and he doesn't work it out. He just starts drawing.
Yeah.
And they were beautiful.
Brilliant.
Huh?
I remember some of the names of the people that showed it around. There was Brielle, there was Brian, there was August, there was Josh, there was Joe, Mel, of course. There was Molly.
Well done. You haven't missed somebody.
I definitely missed a few people, so sorry about that. But
thanks for all the info on League of Legends.
They gave us some gifts.
And we know secrets now.
Yeah, they've told us some secrets, can't say.
Don't.
But apart from that, how's been your time on the Rift? We've been having some fun, haven't we?
Yeah, they do a thing for people who don't play League of Legends yet. But get on. We'll all get on one day.
Yeah,
everyone who watches the Friendship Onion, we'll all get on and we'll play a big game of League of Legends.
Rumble.
A big rumble. But they do a thing at the weekends called, it's a competition, Clash. Clash, but you have to be
ranked.
Which means you have to play 10 games so that they can see where you are in the ranking system. So I'm 3 games in to being ranked. And then once we're all ranked, we're going to play Clash and do competitions. And I think that's the first run to becoming pro.
Yeah, I think it is. Because the finals this year, we were told we're in San Francisco, and we feel like maybe we'll be playing in the final if we keep going as we are going now.
Well, they said that we'll definitely be there. Yeah. We're invited.
When was it again?
It's in like October, November time. And so that gives us quite a few months to become the greatest in the world at that game.
Yeah. We also asked our friends over at Riot if they might have someone at Riot who could come onto the podcast as a guest and maybe give the people at home who don't play League of Legends a overview of what the game is about and how you play it. Because the game can be quite intimidating, can't it?
Well, all video games can be a thing.
What, even like beep, beep.
Yeah.
Really, I don't find that intimidating at all.
Really? Even
although,
when you
actually,
miss
it sounds like the heart meter, doesn't it?
You don't want that.
It's quite an overwhelming game. There's 150 champions and more are coming, and there's a lot going on. But I think if we had someone from Riot come in and say, you know, download the game, don't worry about this, worry about that.
Yeah.
Because that is more important than this.
So we're going to get somebody from League of Legends to come on and talk video games.
Who else do we want to come on? This would be like a call to arms. We want an entomologist on.
Entomologist.
We want someone who is a qualified beer maker to come on.
Somebody who knows about whiskey.
Someone who knows about wine. Someone who knows about cheese. Someone who knows about...
the London Underground.
Anyone out there that's a London Underground expert, Billy's fascinated by it.
Absolutely.
We've had a map maker on, which is fantastic.
Cheese!
I'd like someone who's an expert on the stock exchange. Because to be fair, I don't really get it.
I don't get it. And the
don't
only
we
time
make
I ever,
the money?
The only time I ever tried it, I lost all my money.
Mm.
Remember when the banks all dropped?
Mm.
Well, a friend of mine, Paul Riley.
What's up, Paul's up?
He says, put your money into banks. I said, hey, I've never bought shares. He said, get all the money that you can spare, put it in your banks.
Because they're going to go bust and then they're going to have to do something.
No,
it's not.
He thought they're going to go whoosh.
And they went bust.
They were about £2.20 a share. And within a day, they were 20p.
He's done you there, hasn't he?
I lost all my money.
My God. I invested very early in Tesla and Google. And I've done... Really.
So that's a better story.
It's a great story. I'm cock-a-hoop. I'm sitting pretty. I go to sleep on a large pile of money every night. Billy, you and I both love Liquid IV.
Love it, Dom.
Now, let me tell you, I take it before the gym. I take it after the gym. And also because they've been so generous with giving us their product, I've also given some of it to my trainer and some of my friends at the gym, and they all absolutely love it. So, I mean, everyone that takes a Liquid IV seems to love it.
It's great. I don't know if it's because I'm getting used to it and I'm used to like feeling good after I take it.
Mm.
But now, you know, like say I feel like I'm going to do a workout and I'm sort of starting to doze on the couch or that. And I think, oh, I might not do a workout today. Liquid IV. I'm right in the mood to work out again.
Yeah, you said you prefer it more than water, which is an incredible thing to say.
I love it.
Designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into your bloodstream, Liquid IV is absolutely fantastic. And one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Incredible.
And it's got fantastic flavors. Watermelon, strawberry, lemon, anything you need.
Pina colada is one of my favorites right
Guava.
Now.
Guava. Mm. Hey, Dom, grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code ONION at checkout. Mm-hmm. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code ONION at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code ONION. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your laptop on a table in a coffee shop while you go to the bathroom. Fair enough. A lot of the time, that's going to be okay. But one time, you're going to come back and your laptop is going to be gone. And it's the same if you're using the internet without ExpressVPN. If you're in a coffee shop or a hotel or an airport and using their Wi-Fi, if a hacker is on that system, he can very, very easily get into your computer and steal all your passwords, financial data, anything. So whenever I use the internet on someone else's Wi-Fi, I always use ExpressVPN. They create an encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, which makes it impossible for hackers to steal your data. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/onion. That's expressvpn.com/onion, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/onion.
Bills, what else? What else is your, well, it's your wonderful wife's 40th birthday today.
As we record today, not when this goes out.
I would just like to say my favourite thing about your wife, as a tribute to Alison on her 40th birthday.
Yeah.
My favourite thing about your wife is that she always has smiling eyes.
Yeah.
She always looks like she's about to do this. Right?
She has quite a nice time, I think. She enjoys the world, which is probably a good thing.
Crazy, we're all ageing.
Yeah, every the only thing that makes it bearable is everybody's getting older.
Is that what it is? So yeah. Your misery will eventually be shared by us, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when somebody goes like that, you know, as people do online sometimes, they go, oh, wow, you got old. I just think, well, everybody's getting older.
Yeah, they? You too. like Bono and The Edge, I mean. I was like throwing stuff out of my wardrobe the other day, things that I didn't need, putting them in plastic bags and stuff. And I put them all in a big pile.
Right.
And then I went downstairs to grab bin bags.
Yeah.
To then put all the stuff that I'd been throwing out of my wardrobe that was now in a pile into the bin bags. And ordinarily, or in my younger days, that's just nothing. You just bend down and start putting clothes into bags. But I bent down to do it and I was like, oh, my back. Oh, what's that? So I had to like bend my knees and sit down in a cross-legged position to do it. Those are some of the things they don't tell you about when you're aging. The normal everyday stuff starts to become a little trickier and you can twinge your back or hurt your hip by doing stuff like that.
Think about it. Start organising an homage to you. You might be first to go.
What would be the closing number? Yours is Billy Boy's an Arsehole. what's mine? And then he became king. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Ruler of the world. Curtain call. Bow.
And then boop, boop. The noise just a boop. Woo.
William.
Blackout scream done.
Oh, emails and real mails.
Fast as tigers, slow as snails.
Right, we've had some emails. Shall we? Yeah. So I'll tell you a few of these.
Go on, Tom.
This comes from... what a lovely name. Family.
Well, that's a word that means the people that are in...
No, it's spelled differently. It's F-A-M-I-L-L-E. Family.
Famali.
And she's from New Zealand.
Ah, I've been there. Hono hono, kite whakapapa.
Yeah, bless you. She says, hello, Billy and Dom. thank you so much for starting this podcast. I've been following you on it ever since you hit 500 subscribers. Wow.
Not bad. That was way back.
Yeah, it was way back. She lives in New Zealand, she says, and I've visited Weta Workshop and almost every Lord of the Rings location. I have one strange question to ask both of you. If the first animal you see suddenly says something in English to you, what would be the first sentence of words you'll say to it?
Yeah.
Complex. Thanks so much, guys, and goodbye. So we've suddenly left the podcast studio.
Yeah.
And we see, what is it, a pigeon?
Yeah, pigeon.
See a pigeon.
And the pigeon says, I'll be the pigeon. The pigeon says to you, you got any bread?
And my answer, my question, is it a question or what would I say?
Yeah.
My sentence back would be, how long have you been able to communicate with humans and can all of you do it?
And the pigeon would say, no.
Oh.
He'd say, yeah, but
can I
we're intellectually above you, as are all other animals. Yeah. So we haven't brought ourselves to speak to you.
Because you're scum.
In your ivory towers.
Mm.
You're all scum. But I could really go some bread.
Yeah, how about that bread?
Have you got? Because we can't work out how you make that.
I will tell you, do you want to know a little bit of trivia about a pigeon?
Mm.
They eat dandruff.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
From off who, what?
Well, I was with my mate.
Right.
Dandruff
Dave.
No, I can't. Oh, Martin Waterhouse. We went into Stockport and he was sat on a bench and he went, watch this. There's a whole bunch of pigeons around our feet. And he put his head down, scraped his scalp and a whole bunch of, my favourite word.
I forget it.
Detritus.
Detritus.
It's great to drop Latin every so often.
Yeah.
Carpe diem. A whole bunch of detritus fell off his head and the pigeons all scrapped around eating it. And he looked at me clean in both eyes and he said, pigeons eat dandruff. I thought, okay.
That's great. And did he work that out?
Maybe his dad taught him. Not sure.
I love that.
Well, I'll do the same thing. Am I still a pigeon or can I be something else?
You can be a fly if you want.
Okay, so you come out of the podcast studio and sat on the bonnet of your car.
Yeah.
Musca domestica, the common housefly.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey.
What?
Are you moving this car anytime soon? Because I'm enjoying the warmth from the engine. And you say,
I'm actually just going to head off now because I have to get back. It's my wife's birthday and we're going out for tea.
Congrats.
That's all right. Oh, by the way, why are you always hanging around shit? In fact, don't bother telling me. My friend Dom just told me. So on your way.
Brilliant. All right, I'll buzz off. See ya.
See you later.
Brilliant.
I read a comic book when I was young. And it was about flies. And
really?
Flies,
I'd like to read that.
It doesn't tell you it's flies. You're seeing it through someone's eyes. Flies' eyes. But we don't know it's a fly, right? And it's aliens. And they all come down in their alien ships. And it never gives you the point of view of us looking at them. So we're only seeing the world from aliens.
Wow.
And they're coming into Earth and they're like, we're going to take over this planet. And they land it and then they come out. And then for the first time you see a human, you see it comes in the door and he's like, let's kill this human, you know. And the human turns around and just whacks it. And that's when you find out that it's flies.
Wow.
So we've always had these aliens on Earth, but they've always been flies and we don't know they're aliens.
Mm.
And as a young boy, sitting in Cranhill, Glasgow, reading that, I was quite taken.
But they've been around a lot longer than us flies.
Have they?
Like hundreds of millions of years. And modern day humans have been around for 100,000 years, 125,000 years, tops, you know.
Yeah.
Another person who would love to have on, a mushroom expert. Because I was going to say, mushrooms are neither plant nor animal. They're in their own group. And that particular group can survive in the vacuum of space. So one of the things put forward is that mushrooms are actually aliens, that they don't come from space, from Earth, that they've been flying through space, managed to colonize here. But ultimately, they're in the deep expanses of space. It'd be great to have a mushroom expert on.
I've just thought of somebody who'd be brilliant. I don't know if they'll come on because they're very busy.
Is it Obama?
No, but you were talking about... people and how long they've been on the earth and all that, I know a couple of archaeologists from the Stone Age Institute, and I'm going to ask them if they'll come on.
How do you know them?
It's a long story, though. They gave me a skull. Not a real one.
Not a human?
Yeah.
Why would they give you a fake human skull?
So that you can... It's a very famous skull.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's a fake one. I don't understand. They've given you a fake, famous human skull.
Yeah, so they dug a guy...
Why are you being suspicious?
A guy in Africa dug up this skull, and it proves something.
Ah.
Can't remember what it proves. Right. This is what they would tell us.
Yeah.
And they
Possibly. And the date that we thought humans were around.
Yes, or when their brains were a certain size or whatever. Anyway, I'll get them on. They'll discuss all this.
Yeah, we'll dig into it.
Well, that's what they'll do, though. That was brilliant, Tom.
Hi, guys. Really enjoyed the show. Thanks for doing this. It's literally just been announced on Twitter and YouTube and all those places that Dom, you're playing playing Archibald Desnay in the Legend of Vox Machina, the critical role. I'm so excited. Critical Role animated series coming to Amazon Prime at the end of the month. I was really hoping that you could just tell us a little bit about that experience, how you sort of came on board, and whether we'll be seeing you at the campaign 3 table on Critical Role anytime soon.
That sounded like either Ed Sheeran or Tom Holland.
Or maybe both.
Yeah, maybe it's Tom Sheeran.
Yeah.
Ed Holland. Thanks for your question. It's very exciting to be involved, even in a minor way, with Critical Role. I think it happened based on a couple of crossover events that occurred. One being that I started doing a Dungeons and Dragons online campaign during COVID shutdown or lockdown. And I think a few people found out about that, and maybe the Critical Role people found out about that. Maybe. Excuse me. And then I was lucky enough to play one of the characters in the recent Call of Duty game. And the lovely lady, Laura Bailey, who played the Russian sniper, is also one of the major cast members of Critical Role. So between her and her husband, who's also in Critical Role, I think they said, well, Dom plays Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
He seems to be a nice enough guy on set.
Yeah.
Let's ask him to come in. And I play Archibald Desnay, who is a kind of gruff, Scottish, talking dwarf. Archibald. Speaks like that. Archibald. And he's great. And he's like, does a lot of like war cries. Let's fucking go. And in homage to you at one point, I said, you fucking dauber, because I thought that's very Scottish, and I've heard
very
you say that a few
Scottish.
Times. Tons of fun. I've been lucky enough to see a little bit of the way that the show looks, and it looks really exciting, and can't wait to see it.
Those guys are amazing.
Brilliant.
The stuff they're doing.
We should have them on, because they've got an amazing story.
Of course we should.
They did the fastest Kickstarter campaign in the history of Kickstarter. So they had asked people for a certain amount of money. I can't remember what, but they'll tell us if they come on. And they got something like 8 times the amount of money that they asked for.
I think the headline said they kicked Kickstarter right in the arsehole.
Is that right?
I think it said that.
Amazing. So then they turned it into this Amazon Prime show, and I think it comes on at the end of the month.
And you will be wonderful, Dom.
Well, there'll be a lot of people showing up in that show, and it will be further more and more exciting. So check it out, The Legend of Vox Machina.
The Legend of Vox Machina.
Thanks, Tom Holland and Ed Sheeran, for your question. Here comes another one.
Hi, guys. My name is Linnea, and I'm a Swedish girl living in Devon. And I listen to your podcast back into work every day. Absolutely love it. So keep up the good work. I want to start with Billy. I actually met you in London at the last Hobbit movie premiere. Well, you actually walked right past me at first, but then you came back just to tell me that you had to run to the loo first. But you were probably one of the nicest person I've ever met, and I brag about that to people to this day that I've met you. So my question to you guys is, so you obviously both travel loads for work and projects, and you've been away from family and partners for long periods of time. I just want to know what your best tips are to keep a long-distance relationship going, because I'm actually in one, and I would love to hear you guys' advice. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. Bye.
Relationship advice, though. She sounds like could be in a Bell and Sebastian song.
Linnea.
I'm a Swedish girl living in London.
Devon, I thought.
Devon.
Certainly in England, though.
I've moved.
Now, you can probably speak more on successful relationships that are long distance, because my ones have generally failed, which I would term as a relationship, not a relationship. But you're in a successful situation.
I think a sort of mutual respect, isn't it, to what the other people.
I'm my not an God.
Monogamous.
This is news to me, chaps.
The other person is doing. So it's sort of really nice to share life with someone. But you have to kind of respect that you can't be totally together, you know.
Yeah.
Like you'll be off doing this or that, but and they'll go off and do this and that, but you're still together, you know. So I think you know, as you have to go to Devon, there has to be a sort of understanding that that's something that you're doing for whatever reason, and sort of you give each other that kind of loose rope to do your thing, but knowing that you're still together. I think that's a big thing. I think some people feel like, oh, if I'm not geographically close to you, then we can't be together because you've went off. But you know, life is like that. It's all sort of moving and swaying, and you know, it's nice when you meet someone that you want to share that with, but you don't have to be tied to a short rope, you know?
Yeah, because that's always going to fail, isn't it, if you're on a short rope together.
Yeah,
and also like that phrase goes, is it abscess makes the fart go Honda?
No, it's not that. Abstinence makes the love last longer.
Is that right? Something like that. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. It can be challenging to be away from people that you love, and not just your significant other, whoever they are. Sometimes it's sad to be away from kids and family members and friends and stuff. But just having that continuing dialogue is important, right? Like, you can't disappear out of someone's life just because you're not geographically there. Phones are an amazing thing. I know we give them a hard time, and I certainly give my phone a hard time, but the ability to stay in touch.
Especially with FaceTime and all that now.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think it'll be okay. Get them to write your song. I'm a Swedish girl living in Devon.
Lovely, Linnea.
But one day I'll see you again.
Thank you, Linnea, for your lovely question.
Thank you.
Billy. What a lovely answer.
Thank you, Tom. Dom, a great way to start your day and a healthy way to start your day.
Important.
Magic Spoon cereals.
Lovely.
Aren't they fantastic?
I love them.
I love them and I like the taste of them. And my son was telling me, because he's been lifting weights recently, he says a lot of weightlifters are eating Magic Spoon now because of all the protein in it.
Yeah, we grow up eating a lot of cereal, but unfortunately a lot of cereal when we were kids is full of sugar and things that are bad for you. That is not the case with Magic Spoon. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has some amazing flavors that you'll love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. So listen to this. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, which is great after a workout, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
And you can build your own box, Dom. Available flavors to build your own custom bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle.
Super yummy. So go to magicspoon.com/onion to grab a custom bundle of cereal and start your new year off right. And be sure to use our promo code ONION at checkout to save $5. Off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/onion and use the code ONION to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. From websites to online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. They offer so much, like video blogs, traffic overview, email campaigns, social sharing, and so much more.
I love Squarespace because it's really easy to use. And like you said, Bills, offers so many tools to help you track your business needs. I myself have tried Squarespace and have a lot of fun building my pages.
With analytics, you can gain powerful insights into who's visiting your site and how they're interacting with your content with our in-depth website. Analytic tools include page views, traffic sources, time on site, most read content, audience geography, and more.
Squarespace takes the guesswork out of search engine optimization for your website, which means you'll get found in search by more people more often. Buying a domain from Squarespace is simple because there are no hidden fees or price hikes. Each domain comes with an ad-free parking page.
Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/onion to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Billy and Dom eat the world.
Hello.
Here we are.
You join us here in the All Expenses Spared stage for Billy and Dom Eat the World.
And we will, in fact, eat the world. Very slowly, one mouthful at a time.
Now, William.
Yes.
This week, it looks like we're eating ramen, which is a noodle snack from, I don't know, what Asian country? Korea? Japan?
I would say Korea.
I would say Japan.
But, let's agree to disagree.
Okay. But we're not just eating ramen.
No.
We're eating ramen with...
Here we are.
Momofuku chili crunch. As you can see here, and we'll do a much better focused section of that.
Give us it over here, Dom.
Great on eggs, noodles, and all your favorite dishes. Thanks,
and
Johnny.
It was sent to us by a listener.
We've forgotten the name of the listener, unfortunately.
But Johnny Clues will find it for us. Maybe not right now.
At some point in the future.
Some point in the future, says Johnny Clues.
Now, what we are going to do is it's supposed to be relatively hot, but we like hot food. We're going to put a little bit of it, I would say, for me, I would say probably a teaspoon of
with
this.
A fork spoon?
Yeah, we need a spoon, don't we? That's all right. I'm going to do two of those.
Tea fork?
A tea fork's worth. Right. In your ramen.
Oh, a doubler.
Give it a little stir.
I'll do that, Tom.
We both like spicy food, but Johnny Clothes almost choked on it earlier on.
Yeah. His hat blew off.
His hat did blow off. Oh, it looks good. Tell you what, it looks good. Now, I'm going to read a little bit about Momofuku. It says here, ever since the early days of Momofuku, they've been working on a chili oil that has heat, texture, umami, that crazy flavor that we all know, and a proper balance of flavor. The result is Momofuku Chili Crunch. The story of how they got there is a journey that takes us from America to China to Mexico with a quick stop in Denmark. Now, should we try it first?
Why are you stopping Denmark?
I don't know.
Right.
Should we give
it
a try?
Here we go, Dom. Momofuku Chili Crunch.
Right, here we go.
Right, go on, Dom.
It's hot. You got a little bit on your face, but not too bad.
Good. Oh, yeah.
It is hot.
I like the crunch.
I like the crunch. I like the heat.
The sides of your tongue.
Oh, I'm going to have another bite.
Right, go on.
This is fantastic.
Do you like it? I'm going to... Could you put some... Maybe I'll just do it myself. I'll put it on so I make sure that I'm definitely... That's what I'm tasting.
Oh, that is a lot.
Look at that, Dom.
Treat yourself. Is that a good bite? Should I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, the crunch is good.
Oh, the crunch is fantastic.
Oh, it gets your tongue though, Dom.
Yeah, I like it when it gets your tongue. Right.
And just to be 100%, and I've just licked this. Sorry about that.
No, fine.
I put the other end in.
You and I are basically family. All lick right. Whatever you want. Not of me.
No.
Just of stuff.
Look, I'm going to eat that so I know I'm definitely getting the flavour.
Okay. I'm a big fan of umami. Now, umami things are things like seaweed,
And what else is umami?
That's a different flavor.
It's like a multi fermented flavor.
What did they say? That's the sixth flavor or the fifth?
Yeah, fifth or
so there's salt,
seaweed,
sweet,
sour,
bitter, twisted,
and
sneezy.
Yeah. And umami. But seaweed is an example of an umami taste. What else is, I think marmite maybe is umami.
Yeah, I would think so. Dom, I really like that.
I would describe that as fucking fantastic.
Isn't it good?
That's great. It's
Do you know what's in it, Dom?
No, go on. Wait, can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Chili flakes.
Right. What kind of oil?
I'd say corn seed oil.
Very close.
Rapeseed oil.
What?
Rapeseed oil?
Rapeseed, no.
No.
But even closer.
Then is it begin with an R?
No, it begins with a G and you've got all the rest of it.
Grapeseed oil.
Grapeseed oil.
Chilies.
Yes.
Is there any nuts in there? I got a nutty thing, but no.
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 Seaweed. You got seaweed.
Seaweed. And okay. Then various spices.
Mm-hmm. There's a sugar in it. But it's not a normal
was
sugar.
It molasses?
Healthy sugar. What would the healthy
cane
sugar
cane sugar. No, not cane sugar. Brown sugar.
It might fall off a tree and kill you.
Coconut sugar.
Coconut sugar.
Wow.
Garlic, sesame seeds.
Yes, I should have said sesame
chilies,
seeds.
Chilies, mushroom powder, salt, shallots, spices, yeast extract.
Oh, yeast extract. Very yummy. That's an umami flavour. And I think mushrooms are an umami flavour.
So you've
got
you're right.
Seaweed.
Yeah.
Umami. Mushrooms, umami. Yeast extract, well, it's very umami, it's very tasty. Let's read a little bit more about it.
Very, very good.
As a child, Moku Fuk, that's the name of the company, Moku Fuku's creator, Dave, his favourite sauces were the vinegary, oily Chinese chili sauces from restaurants like Wu Garden and Peking Gourmet Inn near his hometown in Virginia. Later, after moving to New York, he began eating a lot of, I'm going to hopefully get this right, Lao Gan Ma.
Very good.
Chili crisp, the Chinese condiment, beloved by knowledgeable cooks around the world. When Momu Fuku, our product right here, first began serving roast ducks at sambar, chili crisp was one of the OG condiments. Now, I can imagine that to be very good on something like egg fried rice.
Dom.
That's fantastic.
It's really good because it doesn't overpower. But it's very spicy, and I love that crunch.
We've almost eaten half the jar.
Dom, I'm going to get down to why we said Copenhagen. You ready?
Yeah, go on. Brass tacks.
So, a few years ago, while cooking at an event in Copenhagen, Dave, the guy who started it, improvised another crunchy chili oil using a variety of smoky, sweet, and dried chilies. Chef Rocio Sanchez, who provided the chili, said it reminded her a bit of salsa matcha.
Never had that.
A thick, oily salsa she loved to spoon on everything from tacos to rice bowls. Speaking of tacos, they first tried salsa seca, a lesser known but no less delicious dry salsa at Eastside Tacos in LA. And in fact, led us to create a dish of butterball potatoes with crispy dried garlic, shallots and sesame seeds at Mahodomo.
Brilliant. I'm going to give you
so
that.
So basically, he was at an event in Copenhagen, and because of the chilies that he used, there was a chef there who did Spanish food, Mexican food, and said it reminded her of a salsa. Does it remind you of a salsa?
I mean, a little bit. I would say it's a chili oil, but specifically kept the crunch in. Because a lot of times when you're making a chili oil, the heat of the oil is going to make everything soft, but they've managed to use things that keep that wonderful crunchiness. And sometimes you need that with things like noodles or rice that are all kind of squishy.
So the difference is the sort of umami base. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's what makes it different. Read this part here and get some of that,
William,
because that's quite interesting.
I'd love to. Hang on. With Momu Fuku Chili Crunch, they, the company, are proud to join this incredible tradition of crunchy spices from around the world. Excuse me. They spent years tinkering and experimenting in their kitchens in order to create a chili oil that reflects all of the various inspirations and speaks to specific tastes. They use the same umami base as Momu Fuku seasoned salts. So
right.
I guess they do that.
Yep.
plus a lot of flavors and textures that they love, like crispy shallots, sesame seeds, dried garlic, coconut sugar for a hint of sweetness. And it also says here, we love MSG, but this product only contains ingredients that are naturally high in glutamic acid. Now, I wanted to talk to you about MSG.
Yeah.
Because MSG, for a long while there, was kind of a villain in the food world, wasn't it? Everyone was like, it gives you migraines, it does this, it does that. You should always ask for no MSG in Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants. Supposedly that was all nonsense. MSG doesn't do any of those things. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It does. So now it's okay again?
It's fine, MSG. It's not attributed with any health issues. As far as I know.
So all those...
not a doctor.
All those restaurants that had to change their recipes because people said, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's giving me migraines. It's all that kind of stuff. This, I tell you what, it's going to get high scores, this.
Let's score it. Taste, Dom.
Taste and or flavour. Hang on, I'm going to drink the soup to get a real taste of it.
All right, I'll do that and all then.
I mean, no question it has improved this ramen, I would say, at least four times. Better.
So we're already getting on to usefulness, but we'll get back to your
taste.
Dom.
I'll let you recover. I'm giving it I'm going to give it a 9.7. That is a fantastic tasting chili crunchy thing.
I'm going to very quickly follow you up there with a 9.5.
Brilliant. Repeating.
I think it's more the noodles than that.
Now.
How does it look, Dom?
Aesthetics, the jar and the product itself. The jar's quite small and dainty and sweet. I like it. I like the text, the font that they've used. It's quite playful, isn't it?
I'll zoom in, but it won't be in focus, so there's no point, really.
It looks roasting hot. It's not quite as hot as it looks, eh?
Yeah.
But you're very confident shaking that, aren't you? I was nervous. You
but that. I've got a very, very solid grip.
You do, yeah.
So it does look nice. I like that. Why has it got, what's that, an orange? A lemon?
Yeah, it looks like an orange, but they don't have that in there, do they?
No.
Grape seed, is it the grape seed oil? No, it's not a grape. Oh, see, it's leaking. You're going to have to demote a couple of things there. It's because the lid's
for
not
looks, I like the look. As soon as we get sent it by that lovely person that sent it,
yes, thanks, lovely person. We'll include your name in the show notes.
Absolutely.
don't worry. He sometimes does this. Maybe a little bit of water, John. Because Billy's dying. Don't worry. There's help coming.
What happened there?
Did you have a mini stroke?
Up the back of my nose.
My God. But that's a good thing, right? There's water coming in. John.
Oh, John, just in time, John. You've absolutely saved us. Thank you, John.
You were just about to give it scores for looks.
Looks, I'm going to give it an 8.2.
I love it. It looks like fire. It looks like everything that I like in food. Spice, crunchiness, texture, umami. I'm going to give it a 9.7 again.
It's high.
High scores.
Now, usefulness. And here's where it really comes into your showing, Dom.
That's perfect, isn't it?
Because if that is sitting in my... wherever you've got to keep it.
Larder, pantry.
Yeah, not fridge.
Do you need to keep it in
the
fridge?
It's all right because of the oil and all that, isn't it?
Preserving it.
So, that would sit next to my jardinera, which we've done before. And that thing, we go through two jars of that a week.
That's fantastic, jardinera.
So, this thing would sit next to it and it'd be just as, if not more, useful, I think.
Yeah.
Recipes, eggs, on a piece of cheese. In noodle, I mean, that made like noodles, cheap thing of noodles taste absolutely fantastic. Dumb.
On rice, on your pizza maybe.
I've never, for usefulness, I'm giving it a 10. My first ever 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a moment. What a momentous moment here.
But people will remember that.
Yeah, they will. I'm going to give it, because I have to say, I probably still think jardinera is a little bit more useful than that. And I can't remember what usefulness I gave to jardinera. I'm giving it a 9. I love it.
I love normally that you think of usefulness as, can you take it on the train?
Can I put it in my pocket and hours later offer it to hungry people? Which I don't think you could. I'm a little nervous.
Nine's
that it
good,
would
though.
Nine's great.
High scores for Momofuku Chili Crunch.
I wonder what Momofuku means, and I would guess that's Japanese.
I would think
Momofuku.
It's absolutely wonderful. Get yourself some of this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, the listener who sent us it. It's amazing.
We'll include your name in the show notes. If you've got anything that maybe you grew up with, or maybe you went traveling and you found something that you just thought was incredible that we can get hold of and taste on our show. Maybe it's bizarre. Maybe it's super tasty. We don't mind. Get in touch with us at the, what is it?
The Friendship Onion at castmedia.com or on speakpipe.com/ The Friendship Onion.
It's true. Thanks, guys.
It's time for
I Will Take the Ring.
Hey, hello, Audrey. Hello,
hello.
Ellie.
Hello. Hey,
how you guys doing?
Doing good, yeah.
Oh, you guys are twins.
Are no, we're 13 months apart, so close enough. 15
oh, yes.
Months.
Similar. Very close to being twins. Yeah. Who would you say, before we even begin to have a quiz with you guys, who would you say is the Lord of the Rings expert out of the two of you?
I feel like I'm the movie one and she's the book one.
Oh, well, there could be trouble here.
Now, how do we pick teams? You had a way of doing this at one point.
Yeah, I close my eyes. You
and I say a number.
Them numbers, one, say for instance, Sally one, Audrey two, and then I open my eyes and I say, one is with me.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay, close your eyes then.
Hey.
So, Audrey, your number. Okay. All right, Billy, open your eyes.
Okay.
I will. My. Audrey. Oh, no.
No, you said number,
that's
you.
That's a number, that's right. One.
You're with Ali, and I'm with Audrey.
Come on, Ali. Okay. Here we go. We're going to win right. This.
We got
it's time
10.
For a quiz.
Hey.
Do we have like a jingle for
ready?
A quiz? Oh, we have to do it a cappella.
Did you forget? We don't have a guitar. Do you know the answers to the questions that we'll ask? Do you know the answers? Ring a ding a ding ding ding. Do you know the answers to the questions that we'll ask? Do you know the answers? Will you take the ring?
Wonderful stuff, William. I'm going to cross my legs so I feel like a real question master here.
So will you take the ring to Mordor?
Oh, yes. No, so you have to answer back. Do you guys know what you have to say? Yeah.
We say it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you take the ring to Mordor? But do you know the way?
I will take the ring to Mordor.
But do you know the way? Let's find out. Come on, Dom.
All right. Well, so I'm asking, Audrey's on my team, so I'm asking Ali the questions.
Correct.
You're asking her. Okay,
and
Ali.
And Ali can ask me for one clue, and Audrey can ask you for one clue. There's four questions each with a tiebreaker if you're drawn at that time.
All right, Ali, are you ready?
They're quite difficult.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Ali, question one. Where was Mount Doom located within Mordor? Was it the Plateau of Gorgoroth? Was it the Plateau of Osgiliath? Was it the Plateau of Udun? Or was it the Plateau of Eisenmouth? I can give you those four again if you want, or you can just go ahead and answer.
Okay. I'm going to think about it.
Yes,
okay,
always think. Yes.
I told Audrey, I did not want any geography questions.
Well, that's a shame because this one is almost certainly geography.
If I could give you a piece of advice, Audrey, I'd say use your mind, use your brain to create words that form an answer and then have them fall out of your mouth.
It's the only way you'll win.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to read it one more time.
Here we go. Options A, B, C, or D. So it is, where was Mount Doom located within Mordor? The Plateau of Gorgoroth?
A.
The Plateau of Osgiliath?
B.
The Plateau of Udun?
C.
Or the Plateau of Eisenmouth?
D.
Okay. I'm thinking it's A.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's not the right answer.
I'm absolutely sorry.
Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. The answer is the Plateau of Gorgoroth. Quite a hard question to start.
Very
off,
difficult
honest.
To start. You shouldn't be ashamed of yourself there.
No.
Yeah. Now, Audrey, another quite difficult one, I think.
Yes.
Sindarin is the language of which race? A, dwarfs. B, elves. C, hobbits, or D, Ents, the language of Sindarin?
I'm going to say Ents.
It is, I'm afraid, the wrong answer. Whoa. It was the language of the elves, Sindarin. So it's 0-0, so we're still drawn, so that's quite good, Dom. Carry on.
Okay, here we go. Now, I'm asking Ali questions, right? Is that right? It is right, yeah.
Ali's on my team.
Oh, yes. So, Ali, question number three. Where were the glittering caves located? Another geography question, unfortunately, Ali.
I can't believe it.
I'm so sorry about this. Where were the glittering caves located? Was it the Misty Mountains, the White Mountains, Mount Doom, or the Blue Mountains? Saddest mountains in the world, of course. I'll give you that question one more time, Ali, while you're thinking.
These are very difficult,
yes,
Tolkien questions.
Where were the glittering caves located? A, the Misty Mountains. B, the White Mountains. C, Mount Doom. Or D, the Blue Mountains, close to Virginia. Trying to imagine.
I don't know. It's total guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the White Mountains.
It's the correct answer! We all done, Ali!
Fantastic
work, Ali.
One point. Now, can we keep it one each with the answer to this one? Audrey, here we are. Which of these three are not considered... What? Oh! Hold on. Which of these three are not considered... Johnny! I don't like your wording on this. I'm going to give you four time periods of Arda. One of them is not considered one of the great three time periods of Arda. So the four time periods are... The years of the lamp, years of the sun, years of the moon, or years of the trees. Which of the three are not considered a great time period in Arda? Is that correct?
Yeah. Tough question.
Year of the lamp, years of the sun, years of the moon, or years of the trees. Which of the three are not considered the three great time periods in Arda? Lamp, sun, moon, or trees?
I'm going to go with A.
A, years of the lamp. I would have went for that, but it's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. It's years of the moon. Who would have known that?
I don't know.
Stephen Colbert, maybe.
Maybe. It's 1-0 to Ali.
It's 1-0. Ali's in the lead.
I feel like the questions get a little easier now.
They're getting easier.
So, you know. Okay, question five.
Okay, good.
Which hobbit is Merry Brandybuck, me, first cousins with? Is it A, Sam, B, Frodo, C, Pippin, or D, Rosie Cotton? Which hobbit is Merry Brandybuck first cousins with? Sam, Frodo, Pippin, or Rosie?
It's Pippin, right?
Is that your final answer?
It is.
I'm afraid it's the wrong answer.
It's Frodo. Frodo.
I was thinking Pippin mentioned that in the movie. But
yes.
Well, I think we say a word about it. So
I think we're all learning things today, guys.
I think we are cousins, but not first cousins. Well, here we are. We're all here to learn. Okay, Audrey, who became the 32nd Thane of the Shire? That is the military leader in the Shire. The 32nd Thane, was it A, Pippin, B, Frodo, C, Sam, or D, Bilbo? Who became the 32nd Thane of the Shire?
Pippin.
It's the correct answer! And it's one each!
Wow.
Oh, it's all very exciting now, sisters from Minneapolis or Mississippi or wherever it is.
Incredible work there, Audrey. Mississippi. Okay. Question seven, Ali.
One, you get this if you've seen the movie, probably.
Where in Middle-earth were the Urukhai bred? A. Mordor. B. Isengard. C. Osgiliath. Or D. Ithilien. Where were the Urukhai bred? Where were they born? Where were they created? Mordor, Isengard. Osgiliath. Is that your... Wow!
No!
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's the correct answer!
She was absolutely sure of that one.
Audrey, you need this to stay in the game.
You need this one, Audrey.
I know.
Who owned one of the best mushroom fields in the Shire? Was it A, Farmer Hopkins, B, Farmer Moon, C, Farmer Maggot, or D, Farmer Cotton? Who owned one of the best mushroom fields in the Shire? You can ask for a clue, of course, if needed.
Yeah. I think I'm going to ask for a clue.
Okay, so in the Fellowship of the Ring, when you meet Merry and Pippin for the first time.
No.
What? For the second time. The second time you meet Merry and Pippin, they have stolen something from a farmer's field. It's that farmer who has one of the best mushroom fields in the Shire.
Farmer Maggot.
It's the correct answer! And it's 2 each, and we go to a tiebreaker. We can't believe it. It's too exciting.
Ah, this is very exciting. Now, how are we going to do the tiebreaker? Because the two of them have to answer this question at the same time.
Well, what we're going to do is...
I think you just shout it out.
You just shout it out, and the first person that shouts it out...
I don't think we give them any options.
No, there's no options. There's no options.
Don't think we give them multiple
choice. The first person that shouts out the correct answer gets a Friendship Onion T-shirt for free.
Wow.
What could be nicer?
Okay, go on, you read it out, Bills. So just shout it out if you know it.
How many Oscars...
Okay.
How many Oscars did the Fellowship of the Ring win?
I believe it was 3.
Wrong.
Keep going.
One go each now then until somebody gets it.
I'm going to say... I'm just going to say 4.
It's the correct answer!
Audrey, you have won the quiz!
This is unbelievable!
No one can believe it!
Incredible work.
Go mad.
Wow. Hey, congrats, ladies. What a wonderful quiz. Now,
those were quite difficult. They were
hard questions. We usually, traditionally, see if you guys want to ask us a question since we've been asking you questions this entire time. So if you guys have a question, you can totally ask us. If you don't have a question, that's okay too.
Well done. That was a fun quiz. Well done, guys.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Yeah, I do have a question.
Okay.
This is for Billy.
Yes.
How did you come up with Wee Bobby Johnson for your dog?
Now, that's a good question. My dog is called Wee Bobby Johnson, as you know.
I love him.
And what happened was we moved into a new house and I was setting up the Wi-Fi and my son would have been about 7 or 8 years old. And I'm setting up the Wi-Fi, you know, on my phone and he's passing by and I said, what will I call the Wi-Fi? And he said, Bobby Johnson. Like, just out of the blue. So I said, okay. And I called it Bobby Johnston. So the Wi-Fi was called Bobby Johnson for about 3 years. And then we got a dog. And we thought, what were we going to call this little dog? And my son says, Bobby Johnson. So we called the dog after the Wi-Fi, which was named after just my son saying the first name that came into his head. But Dom tells me that Bobby Johnson is a famous Scottish football player, soccer player, and we didn't know this.
Yeah.
So we don't know if my son had sort of heard that somewhere. But when I asked my son, he said, no, I just made it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's how Bobby Johnson is called Bobby Johnson. Good question.
What a great question.
Well, very nice.
It was lovely spending time with you guys. Thanks for playing the quiz with
us.
Wait
a minute. Does Ali have a question?
Oh, wait. Do you have a question, Ali?
Thank y'all. Yeah, I'll ask a question. I just wondered, like, since y'all have lived multiple places in the world. Like, how y'all like living in America? Do y'all enjoy it? Is it so different from anything else, or how y'all like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love anywhere that I live. I try and make the best of it. Los Angeles is a little too hot for me in the summer. So by the time it gets to kind of May through till September, it's a little bit too hot for me. But the restaurants are amazing and the things that you can do here are really incredible.
Yeah, I really like it. I think America is a lovely place and it's so big and so different that you can travel around. And, you know, when I first came, I couldn't believe how few people had passports. But then I'd never lived in a big country like America before where you can spend a lot of time just looking around America. And like, you guys are from Mississippi. Yeah. Let's see if Dom knows where Mississippi is. There's my hand, Dom. Florida, California, New York. Where is Mississippi?
No, I don't know. I'm not very good with Mississippi. I would say if you go to the end of your index finger and then go down. No, the other way.
Right.
End of your index finger and then go down a little bit towards your thumb, but not quite. Like there. Keep going a little bit. Stop. I would say there. How's that? Is that close to Mississippi?
That's pretty close.
Very, very close.
Yeah. Well done, Dom.
Okay.
That's the first thing I think.
I knew it was the South. Brilliant. And what let's ask you guys, what's your favorite thing about Mississippi? If you've been to other states in the United States, what's the best thing about little old Miss?
I think best thing is probably just small town life. Like, you know everybody around you and it's just a special way to live. So
nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
I sent y'all's, one of your producers, the recipe from my family's restaurant. So hopefully in the next few weeks, y'all will have Eat the World and either have white wine cake or poppy seed chicken casserole.
White wine cake?
I'm into that already.
That sounds bizarre and brilliant.
What's your family's restaurant and where is it found in Mississippi?
It's my family owned restaurant, so it's called Penny's Pantry. There's just one store and it's in Senatobia, Mississippi. Just a small place.
Oh, cool. Well, hopefully we can go there one day. That'd be wicked.
That'd be great. Mississippi is a very big word. Spell it.
IT.
Well done!
Yeah! Hey guys, it was lovely to speak to you. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Well,
we've had some fun, Dom.
Another week is over.
Well, we've got to leave it. We've got to leave the studio and go back to normal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fantastic. We've had a lot of fun today eating the world and talking about different stuff. And, of course, doing a quiz with lovely people.
I like the quizzes. It's good.
I like
quite
it
difficult
too.
Questions this time, John. Well done.
If you want to get in touch with us, obviously you guys know how, but you can always leave messages for us on our YouTube channel. And if you subscribe and give us a 5-star review and rate us, it gives us the chance to make more and more of these episodes, which we love making for you.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
You can get our merch at the podcast. No, at the podcast. At thefriendshiponionpodcast.com. And
it's guaranteed that it'll make you 24% cooler. Yeah.
Wow. And we'll see you guys next week
on The Friendship Onion.
Toodles.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.